Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How has Cam Newton come to grasp the playbook?
I couldn't really comment on that. Walkers are the walkers. They're walkers.
I'm going to hang up now. Thank you.
Dale Arnold.
How much have you been concerned about COVID as we've gone on for the past few months?
I've always felt like, you know, taking care of my body was really important.
Somebody's got to say it.
Shut up!
Rich Keefe.
I think Tre'Davious White might be the best cornerback in the NFL.
What? No!
This guy sucks.
Dale and Keefe with Fitzy.
I don't know what the plexiglass bill around here is.
$69, nice.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Welcome into a Friday edition of Dale and Keefe. Dale is off once again. Fitzy is here like he was yesterday. They said, Fitzy, it was so good, the show was yesterday. Bring it right back.
Second verse.
Right back.
Better than the first.
That's right. Shime and John are here as well. For better or for worse.
Now,
we'll
will they
find
be
out?
Interrupting the show? Yesterday,
yes,
of course, we had the opt-out alarm.
Yes.
Which, over the course of the show, actually mutated and became the opt-out Play Gloria alarm.
Play Gloria.
Which they used inappropriately.
Reason. They did. They also turned it into, at one point, the opt-in alarm,
that's
which
right.
was not what we signed up for. And so John was all excited about that. We have plenty to get to on the program today. Week in Review at noon 30. Mm-hmm. Shime's Free Money at 1:30. Although I'm hearing... maybe there could be some bad news in that free money, but that's at 1:30. Maybe more importantly, Cam Newton will speak to the media as a member of the Patriots for the first time. 11:55. We will have that for you. And then I believe Jarrett Stidham is going to be backing him up, just like in real life.
In real
so
life.
He'll be right after Cam Newton, so we'll hear from Stidham as
and
well.
And also, like real life, Keith, Brian Hoyer will be talking before Cam Newton. We won't go to it, but it is happening.
No.
But from a remote location.
He will be shouting into a conch shell, because I don't know how many people are going to be on the Brian Hoyer video right. conference, but then
he's
again.
He's actually at the Homewood Suites down the street, where he'll be living in his sad
Brian
bubble.
Brian Hoyer.
He does have this. He does have
Brian
this song. He is. He's going to like, just stay healthy, Brian.
Why do people hate on the Hoyer? Hoyer,
he stinks at quarterback.
Oh, that's right.
The biggest
he's terrible
problem
at throwing
he
the football to people.
Yeah, we've seen him play.
He threw 4 interceptions in a playoff game once.
Yeah, that was a horrible.
Pretty impressive.
That was impressive.
You know that Mutt bet actual money on Brian Hoyer in that playoff game?
Yeah, that's why he brings it up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because last year when Sam Darnold played really bad in the Seeing Ghost game, I'm like, that's the worst quarterback I've ever seen. And Mutt was like, No. Hoyer cost me money.
Wait,
like, all right.
And I'll see that, and I'll raise you a Jake Delhomme 6 interceptions against the Cardinals in 2009.
How about Nathan Peterman? Was it 4 picks
Period.
And a half?
No, you were fine. Right there. You just said Nathan Peterman.
You've seen him at all.
Romo threw 5 picks on Monday Night Football against the Bills 1 year, and the Cowboys still won.
Yes,
Romo
they did.
Did he throw 5 picks in a win?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
That's the full
Romo. Trent Edwards team.
Oh, Senator Edwards.
Trent
what a
Edwards.
Time that was.
Trent Edwards.
Fall 2007.
It's all, it's a whole bunch of Patriots talking to the media today. Bill Belichick already did. They ran it live on the Greg Hill show. I think they were thrilled with that.
It was very
most
exciting.
Likely. A lot of good COVID questions in there for Bill.
And a lot of very thorough, introspective, deep, thought-provoking responses from Bill.
Yeah, well,
I really thought Bill showed us a different side of himself today. It was almost like back in the day, sitting down with Barbara Wawa in 2020.
It was very similar. Now,
God, it's the same thing over and over again. Will these people learn? You're just going to get the same answer every time.
But you need to ask questions. You can't not ask them questions.
But make them
right?
different.
Right. Change them up a little bit.
Change them up a little bit.
Because they kind of like went back to it. They're like, so it's going to be tough for the old hands-on, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to get out there. But do you think Bill is even aware of what's going on in the real world, in the sense that I'm not saying he ignores everything, but he's the football coaches, they coach football.
Yes.
That's all they care about.
That's all he does.
And now they're like, hey, there's no preseason games. He's like, all right, I'll adjust to that. Like, no, nah, oh, there's no joint practice. Okay. All right, this is what we have. Like, did he ever think about not coaching? Please.
No.
Please.
Did any? So he was asked about opting out, correct?
Yes.
And I mean, like that, like anybody thought for a second, Belichick was like, yeah, no,
it was actually friend of the station, Ben Volen.
Was there any decision on your part about potentially not coaching this year, or were you always determined to coach through this?
I feel very good about the environment that we're in. So I feel fine.
Did anyone on your staff opt out?
Anyone on our staff? No.
Okay.
All right. Great.
All right.
Not awkward at all.
Yeah. Okay. I actually, honestly, there were a lot of kind of, you know, useless questions there. I think we knew what the answer was going to be, but I still think it was interesting to ask that just to get Bill's perspective. Because, again, you look at the coaches over 60 in the NFL. There's only a handful of them, and Bill's one of them. Again, not in a million years did I think he would opt out.
But why would somebody ask? Was that Volen with the follow-up? Did
yes.
anyone? Okay, well,
yes.
Volen.
He had like three more follow-ups, right. too.
Yes, hashtag because Volen.
He's like, but COVID-19, talk about it.
What answer does Ben think he's going to get on that one? Because Belichick can be like, well, actually, Jed Fish, he's new here. He thought about doing it, but then I slapped that puss around for a while and told him where he was playing. Set that ship straight.
Yeah, I think that's
gave him the old Belichick bitch slap, and he was good to go. I mean, what is he going to say? Like, hey, like, you know who else is a big fearty cat? Mayo.
All the coaches coach and players played.
I told him I was going to kill another dog of his if he didn't coach this season. You know who's really tough? My two sons, who are definitely not here because of nepotism.
Feels like, you know, I was actually I was going to opt out, but then we were able to get Cam Newton.
Right.
So like, here I am. You know, I was 1 foot out the door.
Actually, guys, I was going to opt out, but we were able to re-sign Zuber this week. So.
I think there are a handful of players and coaches in the league that there could be a full-on zombie apocalypse on the outside, frogs coming from the sky, mm-hmm. and they would play. Edelman, mm-hmm. Brady, Belichick.
Correct.
There wouldn't be a thing in the world that could stop them. It would have to get so much worse for them to even notice, first of all, mm-hmm. let alone decide to not play or coach.
There's zero chance Belichick is going to give you any insight as to how they're... So now you don't get to ask questions about who's going to be starting this preseason game, how many minutes do you expect this player or that player to get, because everyone's going to operate in this giant bubble of ignorance.
Right.
So... That, to Belichick, is like the sweetest candy. That is the greatest Christmas gift. I don't have to tell you guys anything about who looks better in practice, what my thinking is regarding Cam being the one and Stidham the two.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, speaking of Cam and Stidham, Bill was asked about how is Cam Newton grasping the playbook.
Oh.
And now, deep thoughts.
We're in phase one. We're presenting a lot of information, going through films, and we have a daily walkthrough, and that's about it. So, again, as I said, we're the restart of football is going at a slow pace right now. The training's ahead of the football, so that's what we're doing.
Okay, great. Thanks, Coach.
All right, so that was a question about Cam. A
lot to unpack there.
And so phase one's phase one.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're in phase one.
So they've got different phases than we do.
Right. Oh, Patriots phase is not Massachusetts phase. Although they could at some point both be in phase two.
Sure.
Right?
They may soon be in phase
two. Push back.
Yeah.
Patriots move up a little bit. He feels safe about what's going on there. Yeah, he's not going to really get in there with Cam Newton. But
Why would he tell you anything like, oh, actually, I'm super disappointed he's not able to grasp the playbook at all.
No.
He's no concept of the offense or... Well, here, let me tell you. Actually, let me show you guys.
He's clueless.
Nothing.
He's clueless. He has no idea what's going on. Cam, oof, we're in trouble.
Right.
We have a long way to go. No,
so he gives you, another nothing burger, hardly a condiment or even cheese to be served with it. But then he gave one 5-minute answer.
So, yeah, he did. Before we get to the we're not going to play the whole 5-minute answer, but we'll tell you about what that was about. But, you know, certainly going into it, Cam Newton was going to be the number one topic. So here was another follow-up about Cam.
In terms of his, I guess, physical, has he been up to speed and been able to participate in everything so far?
Yeah, well, again, the coaches aren't on the field for the training part of the program. So I couldn't really comment on that. That our strength coaches supervise that. The walkthroughs are the walkthroughs. They're walkthroughs.
Fair.
Okay. So we got a steaming pile of horse blank, and then we got a new top 25 Belichickism.
Walkthroughs are the walkthroughs. They're walkthroughs.
Walkthroughs are the walkthroughs. They're walkthroughs. That is straight out of the book of It Is What It Is, chapter 3.
It.
The walkthroughs are the walkthroughs are the walkthroughs.
Walkthroughs are the walkthroughs are the walkthroughs.
What does he mean? I'm not out there during the training and conditioning portion.
I don't know.
The coaches aren't. Bill, you could probably look down. Or
coaches aren't out there.
Hey, Rich, do you think maybe Belichick could ask one of the?
Do you think he would inquire how does Cam look?
How does he look?
Do you think Bill knows when he first gets on the field, he's going to be blown away that Cam's either in shape or not in shape or whatever, or his arms feel as good or his knees feel as good? Like, you think he has no idea?
No one told me how big this guy is. Wow.
I'll be okay.
What a whopper this news is.
It's huge.
Yeah.
This guy's the quarterback? Look at this guy.
How is me and Belichick going to mesh?
Well, I don't know. If they ever get on the field together, maybe we'll find out.
How is me and Belichick going
What phase to is mesh? That where they get to hang out
the,
together?
Where does the mesh fall? Is that phase two or phase three?
Two. Right. It should be two.
Mesh is a two?
Those two guys will start to mesh. But yeah, then there was a question basically about the Zoom calls. You're like, oh, obviously it's a different offseason, and you know, you've had to communicate with your players. Like, you know, with technology,
the mute button doesn't have to be off like it does when you have 100 people on the meeting and so forth. So
5 minutes on this.
Five minutes.
He did 5 minutes.
What was the exact
about Zoom? And he didn't even go back to the old MyFace joke.
No, we're not
he never even went there.
We're not joking that it was 5 minutes.
No, I'm dead
long.
Serious.
Shime, how long was it to a second?
4 minutes and 43 seconds.
I'm rounding up. It was it was a 5 minute response to Zoom.
4:43 on Zoom.
When did you guys get sick of Zoom? Was it like April 12th? It was pretty early
ideas
on in the process. Where I was
also, it was very educational for all of us to try to do that. Some activities, I'd say, work better than others.
Should we break down the entire Celtics-Raptors game tonight while leaving that on in the background to
you
see
could.
What lasts longer?
You absolutely could. I mean, that was unbelievable.
I punted on, I'd say, late March, early April, when I started to miss human beings and my friends and socialization.
I'm like, staring at you through the screen, yelling at you.
Said yes we to did every one of those, family call, Friday night virtual happy hours.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Early May, Puntola, Dunsky.
Done with that. I can just sit and have a nice drink by myself.
Yep.
Yeah, done
I like
with that.
My trees.
But so Bill was learning that. He was all excited about that. Didn't have to do it on the Microsoft tablet, you know, which is one of his arch
He does not
enemies.
Like the Surface.
Or the Surface Pro. Yeah, he does not care for that. But it was just kind of more of the same from Bill, but no Brady or Gronk questions in there.
Why? I wanted that question asked.
So do I.
Belichick won. It's as simple as like, hey, Bill. So your fans, who I know you don't do who you don't do everything for, and by the way, I know it hasn't been that lean around here the past 20 years.
No, it has not.
Your fans rooted for you and a certain quarterback who you opted to not necessarily woo into staying for the finale of his career. Have you talked to him? How do you think he looks? Hey, Bill, does it bother you that Tom Brady seems to be going the extra mile in Tampa Bay but didn't do that for you the last 2 years?
He's doing even more than what the OTAs would have been.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just constant practices with all those guys, even when the league is telling him not to or the Players Association is telling him not to. Mm. And then I think there's some Gronk questions in there. You had a guy retire, best tight end of all time, retire. So you're like, okay, nothing you can do about that. Guy retires. He wants to play football again, but doesn't want to play for you, and then you trade him away.
Why do you think Gronk didn't want to play for the Patriots anymore, Bill?
Again, I'm 99% sure the answer is going to be, I'll talk about the guys that are on my roster, but you never know. Every once in a while, Bill will give you more than you expect.
Right.
And that's why you have to ask him questions. And I don't know, I personally didn't care as much about all of the Zoom calls and the, you know, COVID regulations.
Did anyone on your staff opt out?
I mean, honestly, I don't fault Volen for, like, did you even consider it? I know what the answer was going to be, but
that's okay.
Okay, it's fine. He's 65 years old or
68.
Whatever? 68 years old. So
right.
I think it's worth the question. We know what the answer is going to be because every once in a while he gives you a little something. Like last year when, you know, he was kind of, I think, prodding Brady a little bit and saying how Stidham's taking all the first team snaps.
Yep. But Brady couldn't finish practice, and Stid comes in and finishes up on a Friday.
He brought that up.
But that was part of the propaganda plant on his behalf. Like
I think so.
As much as Brady opting out of best buddy leadership and putting his house up for sale, that alone should have told you like, ooh, change is coming.
Change is coming. But that's the thing with Bill, because he talks, what, 3-4 times a week? You know, he's got the conference call, he's got the midweek press conference,
well,
he's on with OMF, and he's on postgame, right? So he has all those times, and But there is, like, you can read between the lines with him. Same with Brady. Like, mm-hmm. they would have their speak. Brady more so. But, you know, Brady would give you more crumbs than Belichick would. But even at times, you can take things away from what Bill had said. But I don't know how the facility is. He's talking about the plexiglass, mm-hmm. Bill. He's like, there's a lot of plexiglass up. He feels safe. Like, okay, good.
Right.
But Brady and Gronk. I know Gronk's been gone for 2 years, but it's much different when he decides to come out of retirement and then gets traded to the team that Brady is on.
Bill, was there ever a plan in place, or was there a tacit agreement that Gronk would unretire come November, and then when he didn't do that, that exposed weaknesses at the tight end position in 2019? How about that? Let's just see it squirm.
Good
you know what? Yeah. What is one of the things that we live for in these Belichick press conferences? The uncomfortable silence.
It's a lot of uncomfortable
the death
silences.
Stares. Yes. The awkwardness, the evil answers. And if you don't ask him anything that'll provoke the awkward silence or the evil Belichick death stare, then why are we even press conferencing, bro?
I don't know what the plexiglass bill around here is.
Okay. Like, I don't know. I would have maybe done things a little bit differently, but that's what we got. And I am now interested, and we'll talk about it, and we'll have it live for you. Cam Newton at 11:55. We can get more into it as we get closer to that, Fitzy, but I'm guessing it's going to be very Patriot talk.
Is that what you're betting?
Yes. I am all in on Patriot talk. I think it's going to be closer to him getting off the plane at Logan than it is him sitting at a round table with Odell Beckham.
Pretty much sure that it's going to be. It's definitely going to be a lot more Belichick than it's going to be Victor Cruz podcast.
I'm at your neck.
I mean, I hope they bring that with, you know,
please.
That kind of energy.
I hope he walks in with that music.
Yes.
What is the name of that Kanye song, by the way? It's awesome.
Yeah, bring that. Bring that to the table. He should. If anybody has a walk-up music for press conferences, Cam Newton.
If Cam Newton were to play that, if he were to play, like, Stacey James comes up. All right, next we have quarterback Cameron Newton, number one in your playbooks. He'll be speaking to you. And then the Kanye music kicks in. All of a sudden, the rest of the...
Oh, you're on notice. Oh, 16-0.
That's it.
Back
burn
on.
Burn notice. I'm going to blast all you.
What other quarterback has a walk-up music to his press conference? Anybody? I don't think so.
Nope.
I don't think
and
so.
And they should.
Maybe Daniel Jones with the Giants?
The history teacher?
What is Daniel...
trying to get that
wait,
to
what is on. Daniel Jones' walk-up music?
No, I'm kidding. It would be John Fogerty.
Oh, by the way,
like, what's the French national anthem? Like the French Revolution? He's too busy teaching that.
Do you remember Peyton Manning's walk-up music?
But I'd been forgotten, I do. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did
this song slaps.
Where did you come from, cotton, I do? But I'd been forgotten.
Oh, heck, I'm out here.
Here comes the sheriff.
Omaha.
Hey,
Omaha.
Sheriff.
Yeah. No, Cam
this
Newton.
Is my walk-up music.
But you have to ask Cam about his contract. Have to ask him about his contract. Ugh. He's going to give you a non-answer, but you have to do it. And if they don't, and if it's just, hey, did you consider opting out? Like, that's a problem.
I want to know, like, Cam, did it bother you that you didn't hear for a number of teams? Were the Patriots the only one to give you a contract offer?
Yeah.
Does the money bother you?
And something, I would go slightly leading question here, and I would say something like, hey, a lot of starting quarterbacks make a lot more money than this. Like, is that a problem? Mm-hmm. But you throw in there already that he's the starter and see how he responds to it. And if he gives you the... well, right now I'm just in a competition, then you know that Belichick and the team has got to him completely. But if he just accepts that as like, yeah, of course I'm the starter, then you're like, okay, maybe we got something here. Maybe
If only one reporter had the stones to go up and read off a list of the number of backup quarterbacks
Chase
that are making.
Daniel.
If somebody was just like, Cam,
good one.
Are you familiar with these names? Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota, Sam Bradford, like quarterbacks that have made tens of millions of dollars as backups in recent year. Is that going to enter into your head as you try to win the starting job? Did you come here to be the backup as a consideration, Cam?
Great question.
See, this has the potential to get awkward, but you know what? It's going to be the same slap and tickle, non-informative Patriot way.
I think it is. But even that is somewhat informative, right? Because people did wonder, Cam himself, how is he going to mesh with Belichick? Cam's very outspoken. And if he gets to this first time, and I think... before the season even starts, I'm convinced he is going to be fine. It is, you know, as the season goes on, maybe there's a chance depending on how things are going and everything else. But as of right now, I would be shocked if he did anything that would irritate Belichick in the slightest.
Not a bit.
You know, I don't think you're going to get
unless,
any of that.
Unless he wants everyone to know right from the get-go, like, I'm here to prove a point and I'm going to do things my way. I mean.
Yeah, but again.
Which way do you want him to fall in line or do you want to brash Cam?
Big brash Cam is what I want. Now, I think what people kind of, even a lot of the national media, I think, doesn't really understand is Cam Newton can still do the Superman thing and dance around and get excited after he scores a touchdown. Bill has no problem with that.
He doesn't need to show an absence of personality. No, that's part of the package.
On the field, I hope and pray that you still get the same Cam Newton. Off the field, I think Bill won't care if he's doing Instagram videos of him working out or whatever he wants to do on Instagram. He's got a big thing going there. But when he's at a press conference, the only thing Bill won't stand for is if he's like, oh, we have the Dolphins? Dolphins suck. Yep. Oh, we have the Chargers? They passed on me. I'm going to kill the Chargers. Like, that kind of thing, Bill's going to say, you can't give them bulletin board material.
No bulletin board material. Do not discuss other player. No bulletin board material.
Right.
No injuries.
No injuries. And
that team passed on me.
And honestly, probably contract, too. And that's the one where it's going to be interesting because that's where that was the breaking point for Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all came crashing down. He was the best receiver ever for the Patriots. Lasted a couple years. Unfortunately, one of those years was without Brady.
Yep.
But then by the end, he didn't have the extension, didn't know what was going on. Now he had the weight of the earth on his shoulders, right? That's what he said. So you're like, oh, boy. And then they trade him 4 weeks into the season. Mm-hmm. So that the money got to Moss. But again, that was in year, what, four?
That was year four. And that was his third year of a three-year, $27 million deal, an extension he signed after Super Bowl 42. He had that famous press it wasn't a press conference. He was caught at a charity event, and he went off about how he felt disrespected that going into the third year of this handsome contract, that he felt disrespected and he wanted the Patriots to extend him. And then he bitched his way out of town, basically, when the Pats beat the Dolphins on Monday Night Football, and I think he got or zero targets.
Yeah, it was bad. That was done. So, again, Cam Newton, 11:55. We will have it for you live here on Dale and Keefe. We also have our weekend review at 12:30. Shimes Free Money at 1:30. You can join us as well, 617-779-7937. We'll also get to all the players who opted out, and Tom Brady spoke to the media yesterday, the first time as a member of the Tampa Bay Bucks. All that coming up on Dale and Keefe with Fitzy.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Dale and Keith, Fitzy in for Dale today. And we were saying that Cam Newton at 11:55, we're going to have his media availability air it live for you here on the program. We suggested he should have a walk-up song just to really set the tone.
That's right.
And, he's got a bunch to choose from.
What about this song? Yeah, which QB's walk-up song is this? Can I take a guess?
What do you have?
Willikers. Phil Rivers.
Phil Rivers is a good one.
How about Phil Rivers strutting into ZZ Top?
Not what we were thinking.
No?
No?
Hold on. Wait, turn this part up.
There's one in particular that came to mind for us when we were thinking up something.
Who'd you guys come up with?
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew
like comes in like four buttons down.
Yeah, exactly.
No. There we go.
Also another Gardner
Minshew. This could be more Minshew.
I was thinking more Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. How about the eastbound and down theme? That would be perfect for Gardner. He's the closest thing that there is.
He's going to put on some weight. He's going to put on a little bit of weight.
Oh, yeah.
NFL version of Danny McBride.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You're good at exercise. I do real sports.
That's right. So yesterday was the opt-out day. Here you go. What is this?
This is a quarterback walk-up song? All right. I'm curious.
Long intro.
Yeah, this is too... Okay, you got to jump ahead here, maybe.
Should be.
Oh, you got to jump more ahead. Oh, now I know. Now I got it. This is one of the all-time great shows. This would be Patty Mahomes. Eating a radish. A little frog of rock.
1,000%.
Fantastic.
This is perfect. The most on-brand QB.
This is him.
Press conference walk-up song.
Jack, you didn't pick something like Foghorn Leghorn.
I said, son. Yeah, this is perfect. This is good.
Oh, I love that show.
So this, it's great. It's a great program. This, yesterday was the opt-out deadline, and 66 players decided to not play.
Wait, we're double the Ken Laird. Ken Laird said 30, and other people scoffed at him.
I did scoff. I admittedly scoffed at him.
Double Laird. Wow.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Out of the 66, we're not going to read every single name, but out of the 66, what number on there?
We're not going to read them all and play Sarah McLachlan.
And I want you to go scale of 1 to 10 how impactful each guy is at this time.
3, 4, 5, 6.
But how many of them were guaranteed to make the team?
I'd say
half,
two-thirds.
Do you think two-thirds?
I think 60-65% of them.
Because I do think the 66 sounds like a big number, but you also consider right now each team had 80 guys on the roster, and that was going to come down to 53 anyway.
Okay, so on. All right, let's just
take the Patriots.
Let's start in Foxborough.
Yeah.
In Foxborough, we had Hightower.
100% on the team, great player.
Brandon Bolden.
Probably on the team.
Probably, I say, yeah, special final teamer, year, final year on the team.
Yeah, yeah.
Chung.
On the team.
Marcus Cannon.
On the team, although I thought he might retire. I thought there was some buzz there, but either way, on the team.
Danny Vitale.
I don't know.
See, I think he was going to make the team.
I think he had a good chance, and you want a fullback, but I think, you know, Jakob Johnson's there, too.
Sure.
You never know. Like, there's also always the surprise cuts. There's always, you know, Eric Decker not on the team. Reggie Wayne not on the team. Like, okay, there's always guys like that. So Vitale, I would say, maybe more likely than not, but not guaranteed.
Najee Turan?
Nope.
Marquise Lee? Probably not.
I don't think so.
And Matt Lacoste?
No.
See, I think Lacoste was going to make it only because they wanted a dependable veteran tight end. Or when I say dependable veteran tight end,
how does he fit those?
He's not dependable. He had been here before.
So he was on the team last year.
Yes.
So was Ryan Izzo.
Yeah. Between Lacoste and Izzo, who were you taking? Just so there was some tight end continuity.
I mean, I guess Lacoste, but I would rather just grab Delanie Walker.
I've been banging the Delanie Walker
drum. I'd rather do that.
That's 2020's Algie Crumpler from 2010 when you had Gronk and Hernandez.
But I also think, I was surprised, I think there was three teams that had zero players opt out.
Three overall.
Three teams total.
Twasn't Tampa, but look at the Patriots. We just said 5-6.
They had eight.
That's about the league average.
Yeah, I think so.
65-70% maybe.
And still, you can make a pretty good case that Dante Hightower is the best player or the most impactful player that is choosing to opt out.
Over Eddie Goldman.
I think so. CJ Mosley's good, but he was also, what did he play last year? A game?
Two games. Because he was hurt. When CJ Mosley is in the
player.
He's a whisker younger than Hightower. He's in the prime of his career.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say he probably meant more to that defense than Hightower would on this because the Jets don't have anything resembling a front line anymore, and their back end is terrible.
So maybe that could be true. But then, so you also had Damian Williams, who, if you want to count Brandon Bolden as a running back, fine, but I feel like Williams is probably the only real guy that was getting carries that decided to opt out.
Can I offer my first hot take of today's program?
Of course.
Damian Williams should have been MVP of Super Bowl 54.
That's not that hot. Mutt said that 100 times
saying that
on Monday, Tuesday.
Good. All right. Yeah. Oh, good.
All right, so it's not that hot.
I'm in the right room.
I was
okay,
like,
good. I just wanted
we had to save it for high noon. Turns out we didn't.
I wanted
Turns
to check my ticket. I want to make sure I was on the right cruise.
Did you dump it? So Damian Williams, but they also just drafted his replacement in the first round. Not saying that was the reason why he opted out, but still. He's replaceable. Like, that Chiefs offense, do you think any differently of them now that he's gone?
Not a bit.
Whereas the Patriots defense, I do feel a little bit different.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can't.
You're putting a lot of stress on a third-year linebacker. Yeah. You did not exactly use excessive draft capital to pick 2 years ago as now the new captain of the defense. Like, when you lose your green dot, if you will, opts out, that's a big deal.
Well, and then the fact that you'd already let Collins and Van Noy go, free agency, they're going to make a lot of money. But now, you take all the boogeymen are gone, what it seems like.
Who's going to lead the revenge tour?
Did
that, by the way?
They need to rebrand a little bit.
Did you get minor douche chills when you heard or read that? Saw that? Like
boogeyman?
Revenge
tour?
We're going to go on a revenge tour.
Like what?
Yeah, what do you mean?
A chance to go on a revenge tour.
On revenge tour.
What? Who are you going on? Who are you getting revenge
against?
You're the world champion.
You're the defending champion. You just won the division.
You have a Super Bowl ring.
Where does it start?
If anything, you should go on revenge against yourselves for crapping the bed against the Dolphins.
Wiggy bought one of those boogeyman shirts, too.
Yes, he did.
That's a tough
purchase. Well, actually, we both do some work with the guy who made them, so he gave them to us. I don't still have them.
You know, I got rid of mine after Miami. Yeah, I would not be tramping around with that. But some offensive linemen, too. Like, Nate Solder's gone.
That's a big opt-out.
The guard for the Chiefs is gone. But there's not a single guy where I say the NFL season. Now, guys could still opt out. I know that was the deadline, but you see, was it Jamie Collins talking about?
That's the takeaway. The fact that that he and other players, I don't think he's just speaking for himself.
No.
A lot of players are not comfortable with this opt-out deadline. McCourty bitched about it. Now Jamie Collins is banging that.
So they complain about it. And then also they get into the facility a little bit more and they might still bag out. Or there are a couple of reasons in the agreement that they can leave, right? If a family member gets hospitalized with COVID, or if all of a sudden you weren't at risk before, but now something's come up and you are at risk.
Correct.
So guys can still find a way to opt out. But as it stands right now, I feel like the league is going to go on. There's no quarterback that's opted out. There's no MVP candidate or all-pro that has opted out.
Mm-hmm.
So the Patriots, it stings that there's no Hightower. And for a couple of other teams, it stings that they lost a starter or two. But all the marquee names are there. All the excitement for week one is going to be the exact same. Like Tre'Davious White, we talked about him yesterday.
He came close.
He came really close, but he decided to stay. Me too.
Glad he's still playing. I know Josh Norman then had to go out and say, like, we got the best secondary in football. All right, game on.
Fine. Well, you think White's the best corner in football?
I do, but I think the Patriots have the best cornerback depth.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Okay. But
individually, that's another
what's more important?
Having
the best individual corner. It's a position of great pride, and you took some of that away from Gilmore yesterday. What happened?
Tre'Davious White, only an 89 ranking on Madden.
So he justifiably was upset about that. Gilmore was a 99. That gap should have been a lot closer. I'll give you that. No, but the opt-outs, I mean, I think the league, even though you got players that are mad at him, like McCourty, for moving it up, the league has to be kind of doing a little bit of a fist pump that some of the marquee guys are all coming
arguably,
back.
They did not lose any of the top 50, if you want to say top 100 players in the NFL, which is huge for them.
Right.
But now, Rich, it's in season, okay? It's the end of the preseason game-free preseason. Or it's week three. Now, I'm player X. I'm a reasonably talented linebacker, wide receiver, et cetera.
You're kind of putting yourself up there a little bit.
I'm a little bit better than that, but that's fine. It's week three. Yeah. A couple of teammates got sick.
Okay.
I've now watched people get hospitalized. I'm getting tested every day. Sure, the team's pretty good, and I know what it's like to get in human car accidents for 3 hours every Sunday.
Right.
I want to opt out. What happens to me? Can my team designate me? What's the designation? Like, are you suddenly on injured reserve? But you're not injured, but you don't want to play anymore because you're afraid of what you're seeing.
Right. Or do guys start faking injuries?
They need to. You're going to see a lot of those. Like, my arm, it's broken.
They might start doing that.
Lot of Willie McGinnis-ing right before the big tackle.
Who was the guy? Was it Vontae Davis who quit at halftime?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you get some of that.
And had his walk-off post ready. That day, he tweeted out a huge, like, I want to thank
everyone.
In his queue.
Yeah, he wrote it on the way in. He's like, but I'll see what happens.
Save as draft.
Yeah. We stink. Halftime, I'm out. It's really the opposite of when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime of the Bourbon Bowl and, you know, they went on to victory.
Or when White Shoes came out in The Best of Times. By the way, sneaky, still great football film.
All right.
What, have you never seen The Best of Times?
I don't think I have.
Robin Williams, Kurt Russell?
No, I haven't.
Any man worth his salt as a man?
Well, I never
not
suggested
seen
I was.
Kurt Russell movie.
Well, good point. Well, the program kind of starts and ends with the program. If you're talking football movies? Yeah.
What do you mean? Longest Yard.
No.
Yes.
Eh.
A program?
There's a generation.
Remember the
Titans. Generation gap.
Come on.
There's a generation gap.
Okay.
Clearly.
There's a little bit.
Each one of us is picking a different film.
Yeah, you're a dad now. You
I am a dad. I know.
Can I interest you in a little Guns of Navarone, maybe later?
No, I don't think so. That's far too much. So Cam Newton today at 11:55. Tom Brady spoke yesterday. We'll get into some of his comments and about whether or not they're going to be having the offense built around him or vice versa. What are they doing down there in Tampa? So we'll get to that. We'll talk about Tom Brady again. 11:55 for Cam Newton, followed by Jarrett Stidham right here on Dale and Keefe.
Dale and Keefe.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
It's been different having the opportunity, you know, over this time to, you know, move and then to, you know, for example, study my playbook. I mean, I really haven't had to do that in 19 years. You know, I didn't even know where the quarterback room was. I've always believed that, again, you get out of it what you put into it. Mentally, I feel like I have, you know, all the ability. I've seen every defense. There's no play I haven't run. There's no defense I haven't seen. It's just physically, are you still able to execute your job?
There you go, Tom Brady. This would be his walk-up music. I would assume. He takes his body very seriously, as he should, as we all should.
Oh, no, I think it's just because he's a huge John Mayer fan.
Could be that.
Probably that, too.
As the station John Mayer stan, I will say this is his worst song.
Great. We're not here to debate that. Is that something you wanted to admit on the public airwaves?
We're not
debating that right now.
A John Mayer stan.
What do you think John Anderson's batting average is when he turns his mic on? What do you think it is?
Yeah, like just a ballpark. Solid, like 220.
Less than Nick Fryer's opponent's batting average.
Leave Fryer out of this. It's below the Mendoza line, is all we'll say.
You're not allowed to come at anyone on the furlough.
But Tom Brady spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
How'd that feel for you?
That was tough take.
It stings a little bit,
You know what was really tough when he started doing, like, he started rattling off the names of all the new teammates, and it didn't sound like he was just reading from a piece of paper. Like, because he's been making such an effort
to do those practicing with these guys for months. He says they're probably all living at his house.
Right.
I don't think he's really taking the social distancing, all that.
No, well, why would he need to?
He doesn't need to. This has been my take all along, Fitzy, is that he doesn't think he can get it.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady believes himself actually, like, immune to it.
I truly believe that. Yes. Now, he may not be able to, maybe he's smart enough to not fully admit that because of the backlash, but he was, and remember he did that PSA too, where he was like, oh yeah, take care of yourself out there. And like,
the
be smart.
PSA, you mean like the IG?
Yeah.
It was just basically like, on his IG where he talked about the benefits of Protect.
But then he was also kind of like, you know, talking down to everybody, making sure they're, you know.
Hey guys, I hope you're staying safe and healthy out there.
What are you doing? The NFLPA told you not to practice, and you practiced. Mm-hmm. You weren't supposed to go to your coach's house. You did. Actually, the wrong house. You went to the guy's neighbor's house.
We have one body.
There was a park that was closed. You were working out in the closed park. You got thrown out by cops.
And then you walked in the other day begrudgingly with mask in hand and then half-assedly put it on as you were going in like, all right, I guess I'll do this.
And I know we're going to get through this together.
Like, what,
okay,
but
TB Fauci.
Yeah, throw the mask on and maybe we will.
How about set an example?
I like how he... Holding the mask over your face even worse than not even wearing it? I feel like not even wearing it, you're like, you've at least made a choice. This one, like, yeah.
The worst, like, not wearing a mask is one.
Okay.
Two is when you walk in and you don't bother to go get it, so you just do the T-shirt pull over your nose. That's the most
infuriating. Do you know how many times I've been in line to get a coffee and there's somebody in there with the T-shirt over their face?
Just get out. you have one
in
the car.
Just smack the guy in the nose, but you're just like, that ain't it. You're like, I'll just medium iced with a, like, sir, go get your mask.
You've
like,
got one.
But then, Brady at the gate just like held it over his face.
And then the holdover.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Come on, you could borrow one of Gronk's new sports bros and put sportsman's ear.
Yeah, so you had a question about that on Twitter. Gronk was out there wearing a man's ear,
mm-hmm.
and you said, what's this about? And you got some answers.
I did. So in addition to getting some sensitive male clapback, because obviously a guy asking about a sports bro with Gronk just wearing that little like... black skin.
I thought it was a fair question. They tweeted out a picture of Gronk running routes. He had shorts on, and then he had what appeared to be a bra.
Yeah, and he was flexing. And it says Gronk train, Gronk flex. All right. So obviously they've been well versed in the book of Gronk and Tampa Bay. Fair enough.
Said, fine.
Okay. They speak Gronk. Good for them.
Didn't and you wanted to know?
I just want to know what it is.
What's the deal?
What is the deal with this unusual piece of clothing? And it turns out it's for measuring and monitoring. Heart rate, biorhythms. It's got a GPS in it for training. So it's a big fancy Fitbit you wear around your pectorals,
and you can show your belly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to get some sun on your belly.
By the way, Gronk does not look like he's back to like 265. Gronk, he looks like
he looks jacked,
Kelsey 245.
I know
250.
What really popped to me, and I don't know what this says about me, but I noticed he had big forearms. You see, like, the muscle in his forearm? Mm-hmm. Fitz, what are you making that face for?
I didn't notice the forearm muscle.
Well, you noticed
do you gauge men by, like, when you first meet him?
Yeah.
Are you a forearm gauger?
Yes. That's sort of the pecking order on who's the toughest and the longest.
Are you sure? Or I was going to say
one of the two.
Well, yeah, that guy's probably ripped open a lot of beers. Yeah. Definitely has not spent a lot of time.
If you have one of those tough pickle jars, here's your guy.
You need soft, supple, pliable muscles.
Yeah, where is he wrong? Right. Now, he was asked yesterday during his media availability with the Bucks. Tom Brady was asked about, what have you learned about COVID?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're just, everyone's learning, you know, every single day a little bit more. So, you know, you take these things one day at a time. And, you know, the more you learn, I think we've all learned a lot over the last 5 or 6 months. I've always felt like, you know, taking care of my body was really important, not just for football, because that has been my job, but that's, you know, my quality of life in the future. I think you're of the belief that you either believe what you put into your body has an effect or what you believe doesn't have an effect. And I think for me, in my experience, the better I've treated my body, you know, the better I've eaten, the more hydrated I am, the better pliability treatments I get.
Real quick, the question was, what have you learned about COVID?
What have you been concerned about COVID as we've gone on to the past few months?
All right, please.
And that was his answer, was pages 4 through 7 of the TB12 handbook.
We actually have this sphere that you can buy right now. Mm-hmm. You can rub that wherever you want. And there's more. Let's play.
The more sophisticated my workouts have been, the better my body's performed. For me, it's been when something works, you do more of it.
Oh, really?
We're in a pandemic.
When you do more of it, you see better results.
Say, 2 years ago,
so I've really tried to continue that throughout my career and build,
year
Have
after
you seen
year.
Your parents, Tom?
It's given me a great opportunity to be at this age still playing a sport that I love, because mentally I feel like I have you know, all the ability. I've seen every defense. There's nothing that I, there's no play I haven't
Zoom,
run. There's
how's
no
Zoom learning
I haven't
going?
Seen. It's just physically, are you still able to execute
you can take
your
out
job?
Or do you
I'm very fortunate to still be able to do that. And I know it's a contact sport or something.
Contact sport?
Control, but,
geez.
You know,
coronavirus.
What have you learned about the virus? Social distancing. How do you feel about making contact with
your mind for whatever comes at it? You know, you have to always be able to adjust and adapt as best as possible.
Make it stop.
Good Lord.
There is, you know, I'll borrow some Anderson speak here. Let me see if I can phrase this right.
Yeah.
As the standing Tom Brady stan, or as the resident Tom Brady stan,
yeah,
was that how I'd say it, Tom?
Yeah, you crushed it. Yeah,
okay, thank you. As the resident Tom Brady stan here at the station,
yeah.
I got to tell you, the more I hear about that, the more it creeps into my head that I'm not so sure I can... Can I support this year?
I don't know
like,
if you can.
And now it's like, oh, Tom.
It's tough because I think we, the most part, look the other way on this. Now, I don't think I'm too much of a hypocrite because when he would sell the nuts or when he would sell all this stuff, the book.
The protein
like,
powder?
I go, come on.
Yeah. Hulu doesn't just have live sports.
Yeah, I thought he was sort
the
of.
Hulu.
I thought
that
he was just
pisses me off.
Hawking all kinds of nonsense. Yep. I always kind of did. And I even made the claim that he is not the typical Boston fans are going to love this guy. It was just because he was so good. He was the greatest player ever, and they won so much that it really didn't matter that he was selling you an Aston Martin, which nobody can afford.
A $450,000 car?
Nobody's buying that.
How about a $50,000 watch?
Not exactly the everyman.
You sure?
Not
how about exactly Uggs? We did try to all go through an Ugg phase, like when we rationalized
it. No, we didn't. No,
right.
I'm
speaking for one and too many.
So this leads into a question. I know you posed this on Twitter, too, and I think it's an interesting one. Now that the dust is kind of settled, right, Tom Brady didn't just immediately sign with Tampa. He's been down there a lot. He's been practicing with Gronk. He's still talking about how, you know, he puts all the stuff into his body. He's ignoring coronavirus, everything else. Can you root for Tom Brady this year? Can you still root? You're obviously a Patriots fan, but can you still root for Tom Brady's success? Or are you going to kind of go the other way from it now? 617-779-7937. It is Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, Sports Radio, WEEI. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.